This is Central Time. If you're a homeowner who's already received a notice about your property tax bills, there's a good chance you saw a bit of a climb from last year. And you're not alone. According to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the average gross property tax bills are going up by the largest amount since the Great Recession. But hold on. Some state-funded tax credits, which are also going to be bigger in the next year, should help soften the impact of these higher taxes. We're going to get into all that and how it works, where the money's going, and why things may look different depending on where you live. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you? Did you already see your property tax bill this time around? What questions do you have? Does it make sense to you? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Jason Stein is Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's start, first of all, looking at the main number you're looking at here, the gross property tax. What do we mean by that phrase?
So essentially, what is levied by each local government, your school district, city, county, tech college, that amount is supplemented by state property tax credits. And those actually lower the net bills that homeowners and business owners pay. But the data that we look at looks at the overall gross levy before that those state credits are applied. So those are the main numbers that we're talking about. And we can also talk about what the net bills will look like.
Right. So when people look at that number that they get in the mail, say, here's how much property tax you owe, and we'll get into what's offsetting that in a bit. What are the trends? What are we seeing going on average around the state?
Okay. So let's just start with the gross amounts before the tax credit gets subtracted. So school levies, K-12 school districts, their property taxes are going up about 5.4% this year. That's the most since 2009. Tech college levies will rise by 4.9%, excuse me, the most since 2008. And county taxes are going to rise by 2.6%, which is, you know, a little more than typical, but sort of in the range. Altogether, we think the gross property tax levies, once we put in some guesswork for municipalities, will increase by 4.5% or 5%. But there are these credits that the state has kicked in the state budget. So, you know, what the net increase for homeowners on a statewide basis will be is something like 2.5% to 3%, something.
Yeah. So let's talk about those credits now. Talk about how they were implemented in the state budget and when people will see the impact of that showing up.
Sure. Absolutely. So there's one main type of state credit. We'll just talk about it. It's called the school levy tax credit. It's called that because it is divided up around the state to different communities based on how much they pay in school property taxes. But it's again, money that goes to lower taxpayers' bills. It's not money. It's not additional money that school districts can spend. It does tend to go more toward areas and communities with high property values. So it has less of an effect in communities with low property values. So, you know, that's what's, changing this year. That credit is going up by $255 million or about 27%. So it's a pretty significant increase here this December.
Now, a big starting point coming into this budget cycle, Jason, and this is something I think you and I have talked about in the past, was these local units of government, or the retirement about counties or municipalities or school districts, a sense that they needed more money, whether that was shared revenue from the state or property tax money. Can you talk about what's been driving that overall need that's at the basis of so many of our financial conversations over the last couple of years?
Absolutely. Well, there's been high inflation. And that has, and in addition to that, there has been high rates of turnover for all workers, including public workers at the local level, like teachers and police officers and employees like that. And so, you know, we have seen some significant wage increases for teachers after many years of lagging inflation. You know, this year, You're seeing some school districts like Madison, Milwaukee increase base wages for teachers by as much as 8%. So that obviously has a significant impact on their budgets. And one thing that they're turning to is property tax increases. There has been an increase in both state aid to schools as well as cities and villages and towns and counties. But, you know, despite that, there's also just been, you know, a rise in their costs. And so you're seeing, you know, these local taxes go up because in Wisconsin, property taxes are the main source of local funding for basically every public service, you know, that's delivered at the local level.
We're talking about the latest news on property taxes in Wisconsin with Jason Stein, Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We're breaking down a new report from the group looking at how property taxes are increasing on average around the state and a state tax credit that should balance that out at least some. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about how this works and what it means for you and your community? Did you feel sticker shock opening up a property tax bill this year? Do you work at one of these local units of government or a school district? Are you seeing some of these financial crunch issues over the last bunch of years? Do you think things are going to look better with increased state aid and boosting the property tax? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about changes in the latest round of Wisconsin property taxes with Jason Stein, Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You can join in if you have a property tax question at 800-642-1234. If you want to understand where the money goes, how these rates are set, why they may vary from place to place, join in at 800-642-1234. Jason, the tax rate for property taxes is part of the story. Another part is the assessments, the property values, which in many communities around, not just Wisconsin, around the country are going up. How much does that play into the number people end up looking at when that mail comes?
That's a very important portion of it. This is the ultimate your mileage may vary issue. And so, you know, it's going to depend on things, what your bill, what happens with, you know, an individual bill is going to depend on, you know, with property values rising very quickly. Many communities got behind in doing assessments. And so the assessed values really lagged market values. And as local officials get their assessments caught up, you know, some of your listeners may be really benefited by that because even though their assessment goes up, their neighbors or other people in their community, their assessment goes up by even more. Or it might be the opposite where they're actually hurt by that. You know, other factors would include whether or not your local school district has had a referendum succeed. You know, that plays a major issue on whether school taxes go, how much school taxes go up by, and K-12 property taxes are the biggest chunk of the overall tax bill. So, you know, there's a lot of individual community specific and even neighborhood specific issues that help to determine what's going to happen with an individual's bill. And, you know, to some degree, when we're talking about statewide averages, they aren't always going to reflect this.
Now, one concern, I think, as we were having the whole debate over state support for local governments was, you know, with tight times over the last bunch of years, some communities, some governments, some school districts may have been putting off some of the bigger expenses, renovations, maintenance, capital improvements, that sort of thing. Is that a factor in what we're seeing now?
Well, certainly, capital referenda, you know, if a technical college or school district in your area has done a referendum like that and had it succeed to, you know, do a major building project, then that can absolutely, you know, affect property taxes. You know, for example, Moraine Park Technical College in Fond du Lac passed a capital referendum in 2022 that's contributing to, you know, a very significant levy increase there of 38%. So, you know, that can certainly play a role. It would typically not be anything as dramatic as that, but it can certainly be a factor.
And can you talk about how much things might vary from county to county, school district to school district, in terms of how they approach this year in setting their property tax rates? In some places, they might actually go down a bit. In some, they're going up. What drives that amount of variety?
Absolutely. I can give you a couple examples from our two biggest communities in the state. So, the Madison Metropolitan School District, which has the largest property tax levy of any school district in the state, is going to increase it by about 8%. Whereas the Milwaukee Public Schools property tax levy will actually tick down just slightly. I mean, it's essentially flat. So that's a really stark contrast between those two school districts. And then if you look at Dane County, has a property tax levy increase of 13.6%, which is one of the highest of the 72 counties in the state. And then Milwaukee County is actually decreasing its property tax levy by 6.8%. And the unique thing that's happening in Milwaukee County is, as some of your listeners will remember, as over the summer, lawmakers and Governor Evers approved a sales tax increase for Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee. So for Milwaukee County, it's equal to 0.4%. And that increase in the sales tax will actually, some of that revenue will be used to lower property taxes.
As we mentioned, go ahead, Jason.
Ahead. No, go right ahead. Just many local factors. That's all.
Now, there's long-running debates and arguments over what balance of taxes to have, property, income, sales taxes. Different states around the country approach these things differently. Is there a sense, after these changes to state aid for local government and revamping this credit to balance out the property tax, do you get a sense that we're done arguing about these things in Wisconsin for a few budget cycles, or is this just going to be in, a year and a half now, right back on the table, and we're going to be retweaking everything?
I mean, it's definitely the case that the property tax burden in Wisconsin has fallen a lot over the past generation. So it takes, property taxes take up a much smaller share of personal income in Wisconsin than they did a generation ago. But I don't think we're done arguing about them. Part of it, the reason is, it's just very salient. It's a bill that comes once a year. Many of us pay it in a one-time check to our local government. And so therefore, it really stands out to us. And we remember that number. Many other states, local governments make a greater use of sales taxes to fund their operations than in Wisconsin. And, sales taxes are not as easily perceived. We're not always looking at the bill and keeping a running tally in our mind of what we're up to in sales taxes. So I think that's probably one reason why we will continue to debate this issue and have it in public life for many years to come.
Jason, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good weekend.
You too. That's Jason Stein, Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He talked to us today about their new report looking at how the average for gross property taxes in Wisconsin is increasing this time around and how some state tax credits will help bring that amount ultimately back down.